This is Jim Sperry. It's March 21st, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with the Marine right now. Sir, tell me your name.
Corporal Friday.
What's your first name?
Christopher.
And Christopher, how old are you?
22.
Where do you call home?
San Antonio, Texas.
Texas? You mean like where the Spurs are from?
Yes, where the Spurs are from.
They're not good this year, right?
Not so much.
No, I think the Thunder is a little bit better, right? I mean, you had the guy, David Robinson, the guy that was too tall to work in a submarine is how he got out of the Navy thing, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. So how long you been in the Marines?
4 years.
And what is your, what's that word, MOS, what's your job?
Crash fire rescue.
Okay, so you're the fire guys that I see going around. So recently, did you go on that mission when the 53 went down?
No, I dispatched it.
Okay, so you're aware of that and all that?
Yes, we were there.
Did I hear you say earlier you had a relative that was in the Marines?
Yes, my brother.
And how old is he?
26.
And he served already, is that correct?
Yes, he's still in.
Pardon me?
He's still in. He just left here.
Okay, and so how was he about you joining the Marines?
He was all for it.
Right?
He was all for it.
So was there was a time where both of you were here at the exact same time?
3 month span.
Oh, that's really cool. And your parents were quite proud of you, I presume?
They were a little sketch, but yeah. Having two sons over here.
Yeah, I can understand that. So is there more boys in the family?
Negative. Just the two of us.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you think you'll make the Marines a career?
Yeah, just re-enlisted, so yeah.
And for another, what, 6 years?
Four.
So four at a time, right?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. So you joined right at 18?
Yes.
Straight out of high school?
Yes.
And followed your older brother's footsteps?
Made my own, yes, kind of.
Well, there you go. What's his MOS and yours is the fireman? What's he do?
He's a grunt.
He's an 0311, right?
Yeah, 0311 with 3.6.
With 3.6, okay. And I was telling you earlier, I have a good history with 2.6. So will you, at this point in time in your life, do you think you'll stay in the whole 20 and retire at 38 years old?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's a really smart idea.
Yeah. Retire at 38, yeah.
So you'll be like really well off at 38, and so all the women will be coming your direction, is that right?
I'm married, so...
Oh, okay, well, let's scratch that one. All right. Scratch that. We can delete that part out. So you got family. You want to say hi to your family?
Yeah, hi, I guess.
Well, what's their name?
Kelsey and Kason.
And you, so one of them is your child, right? How old's the child?
He'll be born next month.
He'll be born next month?
The oven.
Yeah, still in the
oh,
oven.
Oh, well, congratulations. So you got the Skype thing going on to where everybody keep you posted?
Skype for sure, Facebook.
Oh, that's great, man.
Old generation thing.
Yeah. Is this your first deployment?
Yes, first deployment.
And, you know, let me see. You're 22, right? The name of my current project that I'm doing is called 10 Years Later. Can you remember where you were about 10 years ago? So you'd be 12 years old. Where were you 10 years ago, and what were you doing?
In the 7th grade, probably.
In San Antonio?
In San Antonio, living at Randolph Air Force Base.
Okay, so your generation has pretty much grown up with the war. So did you figure that at some point in time you'd be coming to the war when you were old enough?
Yeah, my dad served. He left right after 9/11, so we figured we were going to do it.
Was he Marine also?
He's in the Air Force.
He's in the Air Force. Okay. I'm going to ask you a family question. We've been discussing earlier about your brother was injured. Did that ever deter you from doing what you're doing now, joining the Marines and making it a career?
No, that was more motivation for it.
That was your motivation for it?
That was the motivation. When I got the call, I had to go to Germany to pick him up. That's when I was like, all right, I want to go to a deploying unit and come out here.
So you were in the Marines already when all this transpired? So you've made a trip to Landstuhl and via Ramstein, and that's why you ended up wanting to deploy?
Yes.
What would you like to tell all the people back home, say in San Antonio, that may be listening one day about what it feels like at 22 years old to serve your country right now?
It's a good feeling. You should do it. Everybody should do it. At least four. It gives you a solid foundation to start life on.
So your learning experience from here, you'll take some things from here that you've learned on this deployment into the rest of your life. What would be that one thing that you think is the most valuable lesson that you have doing the job you're doing these days here overseas?
Patience. Developing patience.
Patience.
Just being able to sit around and wait for something to happen, and then when it does happen, to be ready for it and do little tasks while you're bored, I guess, waiting for stuff.
Before we close, who would you say is the most major influence in your life to carry you through on in deployments like this?
My brother, being injured and stuff, coming out here to, all right, he did it, I can do it, kind of thing. Do him one up, I guess.
Do your parents have any trouble with this?
I guess raising two sons is going to be hard on anybody.
And then, now, you told me your dad was in the Air, was or is in the Air Force?
Just retired.
And what was his job in the Air Force?
He was an MP.
Okay. Oh, well, that's probably good for having two sons. You got to get out of hand. You're going to get wrapped upside the head. Am I correct?
Yeah, we got our fair share of punishments and discipline.
Well, it's probably good for you, and so it made you build character, as we parents say, right?
Building, yeah, something like that.
And okay. You'll be finding this out, right?
Yeah.
Do you know if you're having a boy or girl?
A son.
Oh, yeah, good. You're going to get paid back. Good luck, buddy. I hope you have twins.
Don't say that. Yeah, definitely character.
All right, before we close, just for the record, tell me your name one more time.
Christopher Duffrotty.
And Christopher, what's your rank?
A corporal.
All right, Corporal, listen, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy routine here of learning patience to chat with me, and we hope you have a really good day and a safe journey for the rest of your deployment.
Thank you.
This is Jim Speary talking to some Marines here at Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, March 21st, first day of spring, 2012.